the snowfall that we've seen this month, a lot of people have been enjoying the outdoors, but you might want to reconsider what you build out of the snow. It may be a violation of the law. News Channel 18's Aaron Leedy has more now on a controversial sculpture that had some neighbors upset. Aaron?
Good evening, Jeff. Neighbors along North 7th Street in Lafayette say two sculptures of male genitals were disgusting. The sculptures have been torn down, but the controversial issue still serves as a reminder that obscene sculptures do violate state law.
Other kids are living on this block, and
makes no difference who you are. Anything you want, they rule like in your dream. No request is too obscene.
Like making it illegal for insurers to deny health coverage to sick children, children with pre-existing conditions. This big government imposition also has the nerve to stop formerly law-abiding insurance companies from cutting you off once you get sick.
Wednesday morning
Obamacare.
Two snow sculptures in the shape of male genitals were on display at their neighbor's house.
I would say, can you please stop?
Jim Hine came up with the crushed walnuts and other ideas of using nuts to keep the faces looking good. I'm going to apply some nuts to my face this year.
I'll tell your plastic surgeon.
I have a 2-year-old, so, and, like, he doesn't even, like, right now, he doesn't even know what that is, and it's not even, people shouldn't do that. Like, it's very irresponsible.
Gina Robinson says her neighbors began building the sculptures Tuesday night, but she didn't notice what they actually were until Wednesday morning.
Give me some.
Get down on the floor where you belong.
firefighters and outwalkers accompanying this float are representatives of the West Coast.
WCOM Radio, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill, Carborough, Furious George. This is micro-powered community-based radio, and we've got folks all around here, like DJ Buck Brewster with that great show, Drive Straight, and DJ Grizz is around, and we have like the coordinating committee here, planning some good stuff. I'm Furious. I do this every Thursday from 10 to 11. Fun, and it may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Oh, too late. So far, everything I've played tonight is completely real. So sit back. We've got some really fun music tonight. I just can't get enough of this girl called Toki Monsta. Play some more of hers, Midnight Madness, and some other albums. I am also going to send a shout out to DJ Little Charlie Char and Ace Man. I am Furious. I do this every Thursday, like I said, and you can check it out online at wcomfm.radio, fm.org for web-based radio. Okay, where are we going tonight? Like I said, this is Toki Monsta. They're in the background. Something from Low End Theory, I believe number 6. I'll be back. I'm Furious.
Successful companies or grants more patents.
What do we mean by it? Do we mean that we're free to go and bomb other countries with no regard to human life in those countries and with some question about whether we have a full understanding of the balance of world power and our partner? Those are very different kinds of issues, and I think the complicated part about American exceptionalism is it means different things to different people.
Yeah. Australian group Get Up are gathering in front of the White House as they wait for individuals to handcuff themselves to the White House gates
in order to protest and enact a civil resistance to what they deem to be unjust charges being brought against WikiLeaks founders Julian Assange and his staff.
BP's oil in the Gulf of Mexico. This is the boat we were on, by the way. The scientists I was with were not studying the effect of the oil and dispersants on the big stuff, the birds, the turtles, the dolphins, the glamorous stuff. They're looking at the really little stuff that gets eaten by the slightly less little stuff that eventually gets eaten by the big stuff. And what they're finding is that even trace amounts of oil and dispersants can be highly toxic to phytoplankton, which is very bad news because so much life depends on it.
Cold-blooded, clean, methodical, and thorough.
Unfolding. It's still working its way up the food chain. of modern environmentalism, warned us about this very thing back in 1962. She pointed out that the control men, as she called them, who carpet bomb towns and fields with toxic insecticides like DDT, were only trying to kill the little stuff, the insects, not the birds. But they forgot this. The fact that birds dine on grubs, that robins eat lots of worms, now saturated with DDT.
Research, and now he understands that there's more things he can do. He felt more empowered to do some more.
Sergeant Amos says that the snow sculpture is in violation of a state statute and that the homeowner could have faced charges.
If they had that and they would not remove it, they possibly could be arrested for the heinous behavior.
Now, Amos says the sculptures fell under the state statute category of obscene matter. Now, under that code is a listing for statues or other figures. The homeowners face no charges since the sculptures were torn down, but Amos says such a display is still unacceptable in the community.
during the president's State of the Union address is the opposition party's rebuttal, or as it is sometimes known, the blow your political capital night, or the march of the future commerce secretaries. Who drew the Republican short straw last night?
Good evening. I'm Congressman Paul Ryan from Janesville, Wisconsin.
Oh, it's Paul Ryan from an abandoned Law and Order set. Bold choice, the famously deficit hawkish congressman who wrote The Roadmap for America's Future, which would raise retirement age to 70, eliminate all corporate income and dividend taxes, all while replacing Medicare with a personal health care account voucher. And doesn't even mention defense spending as contributing in any way to the deficit. It's pretty hardcore. Let's hear him sell that vision of limited government to a primetime audience.
I'd like to share with you the principles that guide us. We believe government's role is both vital and limited to defend the nation from attack and provide for the common defense, to secure our borders.
Michelle Bachmann with the official Tea Party rebuttal.
All of America.
Although something seemed a little bit off.
Good evening. My name is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota's 6th District. I want to thank the Tea Party Express and Tea Party HD for inviting me to speak this evening.
You know, she has such poise, such elocution. But I know she can't be looking at a teleprompter because she's so anti-prompter. What is she looking at? Is she being coached?
Let me show you a chart. Here, unemployment.
We'll be right back. was a bit unusual, and to honor recuperating colleague Gabby Giffords, Republicans and Democrats sat together, risking physical contact with people who disagree with them politically. John McCain and John Kerry naturally paired off as their other colleagues grew tired of their yearly tradition of reciting their own State of the Union address under their breath. Meanwhile, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and John Thune sat together, reminding
Michelle Bachmann. The Tea Party is a dynamic force. $700 billion bailout, $3.1 trillion, a $1 trillion stimulus, Obamacare and Obamacare, fully repeal Obamacare, job-destroying cap-and-trade system, Obamacare. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Never say, never say never, but I would venture a guess that the Republican Party would never choose Michelle Bachmann to be its national spokesperson. Again, never say never, anything could happen, but seriously. Right now, Michelle Bachmann is still the member of Congress best known for saying things like, the census might be a pretense for putting people in internment camps. Michelle Bachmann is not the national spokesperson for the Republican Party, and she is unlikely anytime soon to be chosen to be the national spokesperson for her party. But tonight, inexplicably, a national news network decided that they would give Michelle Bachmann a job that her own party never did. On State of the Union night, the news network CNN decided to air the president's speech to Congress, followed by the official Republican Party response, followed by another Republican Party response from Michelle Bachmann, a member of Congress who was not ordained to give that address by her party, but who simply made an arrangement with one Tea Party group to talk vaguely toward a camera for a post on their website. Intervention to elevate, in effect, a group with which they are co-sponsoring a presidential debate, to elevate that group to the level of the major parties in this country. Lots of people have responses to the State of the Union. Senator Rand Paul made a video himself and posted it online as his response. Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia made his response in this tweet. He said, Mr. President, you don't believe in the Constitution, you believe in socialism. Paul F. Tompkins had a really funny response to Michelle Bachmann, looking weirdly off camera for her whole response. He said on Twitter, quote, I hope they turn around to reveal Bachmann is talking to a quizzical golden lab. CNN decided that that deserved equal billing with the official Republican response.
Has caused so much outrage, six major advertisers pulled out. And the Parents Television Council tells Showbiz Tonight it is definitely toxic.
People are calling skins the worst thing to happen to your televisions ever. Kids have sex. Kids do drugs. It happens.
Today, Showbiz
$1 trillion stimulus. Obamacare, Obamacare.
MTV tells Showbiz Tonight Skins is not going to be canceled, saying Skins has earned the loyalty of fans across the globe for its thoughtful and honest portrayal of teen life today. The show has been honored with a long list of prestigious awards. MTV stands by the U.S. adaptation of Skins and the submission of creator Ryan Elder. This is just as controversial as MTV's Jersey Shore was when it first hit the toxic tube. Back then, the controversy was intense.
It's as intense as their fans.
When it debuted last year, people were outraged. People are still outraged.
I'll fill your plastic, sir.
To my face.
Toxic television goes to Italy.
It's also just like scary example of a culture that's out there that, oh my God, we did not even know that existed.
To tell
the truth, after the first minute, I was afraid to look.
It was a therapy happening. But I was losing the memories. The memories of where it's at. Boy, getting to where it's at is a
In China, you can't buy any poppy seed pastries because of the dark history of addiction. Myself intentionally like really stoned and mentally impaired, and then I give myself a small task to achieve, like grocery shopping, because suddenly it's a lot more challenging than usual, and you're wandering around this now unfamiliar territory. You can't help but feel like a hunter-gatherer that's having the best day of his life. 6 hours later, you realize you gotta pay for everything you found. All that hard work. And you did not bring your wallet, you stoner. I wasn't doing comedy. My dream job would be to be Snoop Dogg. He's got the best job. Snoop Dogg's job description is to get stoned and make records. And their hits, just pump them out, multi-platinum hit records. That's astounding. Whenever I get high, I find it very difficult to make a sandwich.
Furious George here. I'm signing off. Listen to more Michael Powered Radio. 2 years of the Grizzly here on 103.5 WCOM FM. Stick around for bodaciousness. Bodacious bass. I'll be back next Thursday. And I want to say thanks to everybody who's listening online and through the old school radio dial or even like two buildings over with our friend Tommy G, who's probably going to be listening later on the evening over there at Bada Bing's. I'm furious. And I do this because it helps me have fun. And it's always that way with micro-powered Volunteer Revolutionary Radio. I'll be back next week. Until then, I'm furious. Stick around.
You're excited. You got a vision. You're like, oh, awesome. I'm gonna have a ham and cheese sandwich with tomatoes and lettuce on toasted rye bread, side of pickles, and some potato salad. And then you get the ham. You're like, oh man, I'm just gonna have some ham. That'll do. 9 servings of ham. Gonna hit the spot. Yeah.